Track 10, A Love Letter to Sheringham. This month we're off to Sheringham for some traditional seaside fun.
Earlier this year, the Sunday Times once again named Sheringham as one of the best places to live in the UK. It made the annual list for the East of England, alongside Norwich, with the publication praising it as a year-round sweet spot on the Norfolk coast with a blue flag beach and serious social scene. With the Broads and Norwich, as well as some stunning stretches of coastline, all in easy reach of Sheringham, the Sunday Times raised the question, where else has Morris dancing, a steam train, and hosts its own Viking festival that concludes with the burning of a longship? The festival, which is traditionally held in April, recognises the fact that the town's name is Scandinavian in origin, meaning the ham of Skira's people. The Vikings settled in Sheringham around 900 AD, and Skira is believed to have been a Viking warlord. The town has a rich history. Once a fishing village, it became a fashionable resort in Victorian times and is famed for its lobsters, which are uniquely sweet thanks to the ancient 20-mile chalk reef where they feed. And it even has its own fishy tale. At All Saints Church in Upper Sheringham, there's a mermaid carved in wood on one of the pews. Legend has it that she was drawn to the church from more than a mile away by the sound of heavenly singing. Where to stay? Well, located on the second floor of one of Sheringham Promenade's most iconic and eye-catching buildings, 13 Burlington Place is an attractive sea-view apartment sleeping up to four people. With floor-to-ceiling windows, a modern open-plan living space, a well-equipped kitchen, free parking, and two sumptuous bedrooms, this hideaway is in a hard-to-beat location, making it ideal for a family, a small group of friends or couples, at any time of the year. It's just a few seconds' walk from the stunning Blue Flag sandy beach and minutes from the bustling independent pubs, cafes and shops. Book through Norfolk Hideaways at norfolkhideaways.co.uk. Traditional brick and flint Kirin Cottage, named after the house in Enid Blyton's famous five books, is a five-minute walk from the beach and town centre. Owned by Marilyn and Andrew, it showcases their love for beautiful objects, furnishings and local art. It sleeps up to six guests, and you can book that through Crabpot Cottages at crabpotcottages.co.uk. Well, departing from Sheringham, the North Norfolk Railway runs traditional steam trains on the Poppy Line through some stunning coastal scenery to Weybourne and then inland to the charming Georgian town of Holt. Look out for special events during the year, including the Steam Back to the 1940s weekend in September, Hello Steam in October, and the Norfolk Lights Express at Christmas. Sheringham Little Theatre might be small, but it's mighty. The much-loved arts venue stages a packed programme of in-house productions, touring shows, film screenings, and much more. In February, multi-award-winning actor Suran Jones became the theatre's president after Lady Walpole stepped down. And, of course, there's the beach. Enjoy the wide expanse of golden sand. Stroll along the prom, which is lined with colourful beach huts. Hire a paddleboard. Have a pit stop at one of the beachside cafes. And even warm up after a swim in the sauna box, which pitches up on the East Promenade at the weekends. Where to eat and drink? Sheringham is turning into one of North Norfolk's foodie hotspots. For seafood, and much more besides, head to Fishmonger's Tavern. Enjoy everything from coffee to cocktails at the gangway, and then pop next door to the quarter deck for world tapas. Think harissa chicken and salted cod croquettes. enjoy a taste of Nepal at the bank. Flatbreads, burgers and dirty fries at Fat Ted's Street Food. Wood-fired delights at Stubby's Pizza. All-day breakfast at Street Boss. And indulgent bakes like Bueno Cookie Pie and Biscoff Brownies at Winnie B's Bakery. You can't miss it. It's in a glorious Barbie pink. Date night? Well, head to Marmalade's Bistro. There are only 8 tables and local produce is the star. And of course, you're at the seaside, so fish and chips are a must. What's in the area? Sheringham is on the deep history coast. The 22-mile stretch of coastline from Weybourne to Cart Gap has yielded some fascinating ancient artefacts, including the West Runton Mammoth, the most complete skeleton of a steppe mammoth ever found in Britain. Sheringham has its own deep history coast discovery point on the East Promenade. Make sure you keep a lookout on the beach. You never know what you might find. Who says that Norfolk is flat? Climb the 103 metres to the top of Beeston Bump, a big grassy hill which formed at the end of the Ice Age, and be rewarded with spectacular views of the coast. Sheringham is within easy distance of 2 of Norfolk's grandest halls, Fellbrigg and Blickling, both in the care of the National Trust. Their gardens are a must-see for anyone with green fingers, and both have large expanses of park and woodland to explore. Building on work at Fellbrigg Hall started in Tudor times and continued over the centuries. The last squires of Fellbrigg, Robert Wyndham Ketton Crimmer, inherited the hall in 1933, and it was bequeathed to the National Trust in 1969. The Blickling estate is famed as the birthplace of Anne Boleyn and has a rich history. It's mentioned in the Domesday Book, and during the Second World War, it housed aircrew from RAF Ulton.